Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Recently, a friend of the broadcast, Rob Spearman, got back into the world of real estate. Now, if you know Rob, you know that he's double passionate about real estate, and he tends to hyper-focus on the things he's passionate about. Having sold his local real estate firm over a year ago, he's been dabbling in some other areas. And then Realty One Group reached out. He made the decision to get back in the game. Here is that conversation with Rob. Rob Spearman, thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it. Good to see you.
Michael, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share my story.
Well, welcome back to the real estate world, my friend. What in the heck have you got going on?
Well, I tell you what, it feels great to be back. I've really missed it. I kind of went in the dark ages for 18 months and realized that I missed helping agents and brokers.
You are with Realty One, as we indicated. This is a big company. That is a privately owned company. We did a little bit of research on this. Tell us a little bit about what is Realty One Group.
Well, Realty One Group is really an exciting model for a real estate franchise. And I've been watching this company for a number of years.
Uh-huh.
They originated out of Las Vegas by a gentleman by the name of Cuba, who started it. And this model grew very, very quickly. It started in 2005. And so they eventually became the number one brokerage in Vegas and Nevada. They went to Phoenix and Arizona. They're the number two brokerage. And in Southern California, they're also the number two. Immense growth. And during the real estate crash, they grew rapidly.
So I have to stop you there and ask, why? What was it? What's the secret sauce?
Well, I call it's the next generation of 100% real estate brokerage model. And it makes a lot of sense.
What does that mean, 100% brokerage?
Well, it's based on the agent compensation. And typically, a real estate brokerage will take a percentage of a split. They might take 50% of the commission, so that 3% that's paid from a seller or a buyer to the real estate broker, they'll take 50% of that, or 40%, or 30% of that is paid to the brokerage, and the remaining goes to the agent. Now, there's some 100% models out there, and they've become bloated in a way where they still take quite a bit of money.
100% models. How does that work?
Okay, it's 100% commissions directly to the agent.
Got it.
Now, let me give you an example. Now, this type of model, it's based on transactions. So the agent they'll receive 100% commissions, and they'll pay like a $400 transaction fee. Now, it's a huge difference. Let me show you this, okay? Why this benefits agents and broker owners is an agent that does 20 transactions and earns $100,000 in gross commissions, they're going to pay 30% to 50% or $30,000 to $50,000 to the real estate broker in the legacy models. Now, in the other older legacy 100% companies, they're still going to pay $20,000 to $25,000, $28,000 to that brokerage. With a Realty One Group, $9,200.
What?
Only $9,200.
So is that a flat fee?
Well, it's 20 transactions at $400. $100 monthly fee comes to $9,200. Now, what's nice about this, when I saw this and investigated, it really, they're all about what I feel a broker should be about. They're all about the agent. And they want to give as much money to that agent, okay, charge a fair fee to that agent, allow that agent to invest in their business. It's a great program. And the opportunity is wonderful for successful agents or teams that are looking at starting their own brokerage, because this model attracts agents quickly. Now, I'm real excited about it. I don't mean to cut you off there, but it attracts them very fastly. And what's nice about it, they're attracted because of that compensation model. But when a broker and owner sits down and shows them what you have to offer, as much, if not more, than those other legacy companies, they're blown away. So these offices will have 100, 200, 300, 500 agents. They have over 4,500 agents with them in Phoenix.
How can everybody make money at that level? I mean, with that many agents, of course, it's a big town.
Well, there's 40,000 in Phoenix. So, but this model attracts a lot of agents. It's dynamite.
So to the agent, it all makes sense. They're going to be paying less in of their commission to the broker.
Absolutely.
Now, for that commission or for that payback from the agent to the broker, what do they get? What does an agent typically get in the older model versus the Realty One group?
Well, they're going to have everything that you would have in a traditional legacy type model. They're going to have full broker support. The office, they're going to have offices. They're going to be fully staffed. They're going to have individualized training. They also have their own online university. They have a suite of technology tools that are excellent, and it is as good or better than most other brands out there.
Hmm.
And there's models that charge their agents for it. This is all included with the brokerage and their agents.
It's pretty amazing. And for that kind of growth, that would explain the growth then, why agents are starting to transition to Realty One Group, because...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the 100% model, the $400 fee, $100 a month there, these brokerages grow. Now, here's what's so exciting about it. You know that I left the real estate world for about...
I know you did.
18 months.
Right.
I didn't think I would get back in. But I had followed this brand for about the last 5 months. And when this opportunity was presented to me, it's like a window of opportunity that every 20 or 30 years is available in business. I didn't want to miss it, okay? Didn't want to miss it. And here in the Midwest is the areas that I cover is Nebraska, Iowa, and the greater Kansas City area that we're looking at adding brokers and owners in this region. It's a great opportunity for them because once these cities like Lincoln, Omaha, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Quad Cities, and greater Kansas City area, once there's ownership in those cities, the opportunity's gone.
So your job as the Heartland Region Director, if you will, for Iowa, Nebraska, and the greater Kansas City area is an attempt to get current brokers to move to Realty One Group or agents who are out there who say, hey, I'd like an opportunity at being a broker. How does that work?
Well, no, my role is I'm looking for successful agents or successful teams that want to have ownership in a brokerage under the Realty One franchise.
Got it.
And then my role with my past experience is to help them grow that office so it's a profitable office and to share the model. Now, when you're only taking $400 a transaction from the agent, it is a lean, fast operation to offer all those benefits. And that's what Realty One is good at, and that's what we share with them.
This is pretty amazing. I would suspect that individuals out there who are current real estate agents, at one time you told me this, and I need to hearken back to that. What does it take, Rob, for an individual to be a successful real estate agent? How many units do you have to sell? And I suspect it's different in Los Angeles than what it is maybe in Omaha, but to be really successful in the business, how many sales do you have to make?
Well, success is really, determined by the individual.
Yes.
And an agent who makes $100,000 a year, they're very, very, very happy. But there's others that want to have the income potential for $250,000 or $500,000. Okay. So that really depends on the individual. What's nice about the Realty Group model is that if you can do less transactions and make more money and also create a better life for yourself, more time to have a life balance.
Our guest is Rob Spearman, ladies and gentlemen. He is over the Heartland region of the Realty One Group. We're talking about his transition back into the real estate market. You were hanging out there in Scottsdale. Did they approach you? Did Realty One approach you about being a salesperson for him?
No. I have an Arizona license.
Yeah.
But I live right here in West Des Moines. Have never moved away. I visit Arizona quite a bit.
Right.
I like it there. But they approached me originally to see if I wanted to start a brokerage in the Des Moines area.
Got it.
And I told them no. I told them there's a lot of RE/MAX people and leadership that has gone from RE/MAX in Denver over to Realty One. And so they've known me. And I told them, no, I didn't want to open a brokerage. And then they said they had another opportunity for me to buy a region. And they invited me out to California. Their headquarters showed me what they had, and I was blown away. It fit the same principles I had, and I decided to get back in this business again.
Without spilling all the beans, what does it take to become a franchisee of Realty One Group, other than desire?
Well, you definitely have to have the desire. And we're looking for successful people, but we're looking for people that really care about agents. To be a successful owner, you have to care about agents. You have to care about their growth and their success. So it's the right individual. We're not just I've had opportunities and a lot of inquiries just over the last several weeks. Some great, great people have inquired, but they're not the right individual. Because we're looking just for the very, very best. And being a little bit, just making sure we have the highest quality people.
Investment-wise, and again, you don't have to give us any real numbers, is it expensive to open up a franchise for a real estate brokerage?
Well, that's a great question, and I love that question. A successful team, a team leader with, say, 5 or 10 agents, and they're going to be inside another brokerage.
Sure.
Okay? That team has difficulties going to the next level. And one way to go to that next level is to open up their own brokerage. And under the Realty One Group franchise, when they open that up, the expense that they were paying their other broker covers their overhead and some of their startup cost right out the gate, but gives them other ways to generate income to their team and to their office. A lot more flexibility. I mean, they have more ownership.
They have more ownership, and they apparently have more money.
Well, you're exactly right there. But the other thing is a team that operates in a brokerage, they're kind of put into a box. They're controlled of what they can do and what they can't do because they're working under that brokerage. And those teams are very successful. They know what they're doing. They know how to grow. But they're really being capped. They're really being held down in that box. So when they come out of that team environment, open up their brokerage, take their team with them, they grow rapidly.
It's a pretty amazing story. We're speaking with Rob Spearman, ladies and gentlemen, about Realty One Group. That whole model has changed in the past several years, this idea of a team. There's a leader, and then there are several real estate agents under that leader. It's very popular, or so it seems to be, all across the area. How did it get to that point?
Well, they've had teams maybe for the last 20 years. But with the change in marketing and technology and the ease of doing business and agents wanting a little bit more of a life balance, they started forming more teams. But also the team leader would do it because they could help more people and they could add staff members and agents who just specialized working with buyers. And they could provide better services, and they could tailor the program of working with their client.
With those people.
Exactly. Yeah. And take great, great care of them.
So rather than having 200, 300, 400 individuals, you have a smaller team, which is much more manageable and educable.
Well, a team is an agent in a brokerage.
Right.
Okay. And they're doing enough business where they need some help. At first, they hire an assistant to help them. A full-time staff person, then they have so many people to talk to. They're doing such a great job that they have so many people to talk to. So they bring in an agent, and they bring in other agents, and then they bring other support staff with them. And they're really like a small brokerage inside a brokerage. And what I have found is that those teams, they feel boxed in after a while. They can only grow so much inside another brokerage.
Oh, wow. And so the opportunity to go out and own their own brokerage, so to speak. Wow. Good stuff. His name is Rob Spearman, ladies and gentlemen. The company is the Realty One Group. We have to welcome him back to the real estate market in Iowa and in Nebraska and in the greater Kansas City market. How is the market in Kansas City, by the way?
It's a great market.
Yeah?
It's a great market everywhere right now. There's not a down market. And I love the city of Kansas City.
It's a great
city. And I tell you what, I love sports, and they have MLS soccer there. Sporting Kansas City. If you get a chance, watch those videos. And this week I'm going down to watch my very first MLS soccer game. I can't wait for it.
All right. Rob Spearman on his way to Kansas City, ladies and gentlemen. It is all about the Realty One Group. We will have a link to his website where interested brokers and agents can connect with Rob so you can find out more about the Realty One Group. Rob, thanks so very much for spending time with us, and welcome back.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, and it feels great to be back.
That, once again, Rob Spearman from the Realty One Group. It was great to have him with us. If you missed any or all of that conversation, you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or TuneIn Radio. Just Google Insight on Business the News Hour, and yeah, we should be right there. When we come back, we've got more from the Business News Hour.
I remember to this day the price.